Good morning, sowers, for a great awakening. It's Saturday. That's good news, isn't it? It's Saturday. I'm J.D. Walt. I didn't tell you the date, did I? It's actually Saturday, the 10th day of the 8th month, August the 10th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm J.D. Walt, and this is your wake-up call. And you know what Saturday means. It means we have a Holy Spirit story ready to serve you today. This one is entitled The Miracle at Self-Checkout with Mike Cowart. Our text is always on Saturday. I call it the great combustion. Sometimes I call it the great commission or the great collaboration. Acts chapter 1, verse 8, hear now the word of the Lord. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. The word of the Lord. I hear you out there saying, thanks be to God. Now consider this. Today's Holy Spirit story comes to us from a member of the farm team. The farm team, of course, is what we affectionately call our staff at Seedbed. Mike Cowart is our story connector. And he works with our seed team. That's the affectionate name we call the generous souls who provide prayer cover and financial support for this mission. Mike is a dear friend and a real Christian. He knows the verities of Jesus as well as the vicissitudes of life. I love how he keeps it real and tells the truth. I love how, after a brilliant career in the field of philanthropy, he shows up at Target and says, I'm here to serve. And then to Seedbed and says, I'm here to help. This story is a short one, but something tells me it is still unfolding out there in the realm of the possibilities of God. Below, if you're reading, you'll read it in Mike's own words, and of course, you who are listening will hear it in his own precious voice.
When my wife passed away, I was out of emotional and physical bandwidth. My faith wavered. I had been a full-time caregiver for a year. Loneliness began to overwhelm me. I had two options. I could sit at home and talk to Sadie, who is my mini golden doodle, or find something to do in the evening. I became a part-time cashier at Target, which provided socialization and kept my mind occupied. In December, I was working as a self-checkout clerk, and it was the week between Christmas and New Year's. I like to ask trivia questions. Linda came through self-checkout, and I asked, what was the best gift you received for Christmas? She said, I received hope that my daughter Allie would recover from anorexia. I said, I'm going to pray for you. She said, thank you. I said, I'm going to pray for you now. She was shocked. I began to pray with my eyes open, and crocodile tears began to flow from Linda's eyes. She completed her transaction. Upon her frequent return, she would come to my checkout lane and give me an update on Allie. It was bad news. Linda and Allie continually came to my mind, and I prayed regardless of what I was doing or where I was. I took a leave of absence and did not see Linda during that time. I returned to work in the fall, but never saw Linda, as I had changed my schedule. Last week, I was in the self-checkout lane, and Linda walked into the store. She immediately shouted, Mike. I asked, how's our girl? She said, Mike, Allie is healed and involved in a dance class. Did you know that miracles occur at Target? The most fertile sowing soil for me is in the self-checkout lanes.
The prayer. Father, thank you for the way you unfold your will every day in every way and everywhere. Thank you for the self-checkout line at Target. Thank you for putting a servant like Mike at the self-checkout line. Thank you for the way the Holy Spirit modeled curiosity for us in Mike, and attunement to pain and suffering, and then the boldness of love to step beyond the social norms of a checkout line and pray. We love the way you work in and through us, Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit, and increase our willingness and confidence to take the simple risks of love. Praying in Jesus' name, amen. In the question today, have you ever taken this kind of risk to pray for someone, even a complete stranger, in public? What happened? Do you tend to lean into people you don't yet know or lean away? And I know some of you are saying, it depends on the day. I'm with you. How might the Spirit be challenging that posture? Those are our journal prompts for today. And of course, on Saturday, you know, we like to sing our spiritual song. It's called Sanctuary. We're going to close with it today. A couple of encouragements before we do. Mike, he's part of a generation of people who are in what I refer to as the kingdom prime. In other words, I think the kingdom prime begins at about the age of 65, right? That's the age we associate with retirement. And certainly retirement's a good thing. You can retire from your job, but you cannot retire from the kingdom of God. And I think that's really where God's just queuing up the very best work. You know, he saves the best wine for last at the wedding in Cana. And these people like Mike and like many of you, you're at the peak of wisdom. You're at the peak of life's experience. You're at the peak of maybe having free time. Some of you are at the peak of your wealth. You're at peak in life is what I'm trying to say. Now, I know the gravity of Earth pulling at our bodies. Maybe we're seeing more doctors than we want to see. But my friends, the Spirit of God is just getting fired up in you. And there's so much ahead of this sowing work for awakening. And Mike's just such a beautiful example of that. I remember when he first called me, told me he just lived up the road from where we were in Franklin and Spring Hill. And he said, I've got a real heart for seedbed. He said, my friend down in Florida, Lee, called me up one day and said, you got to start reading the Daily Text. It was called the Daily Text at the time. And now the Wake Up Call. And he starts reading it and he says, could we get lunch? And a week later, we were having lunch in Franklin, and the rest is history. He has become a yoke fellow in this work. And just, you know, as I said, he knows the, just like you, just like so many of you, you know the verities of Jesus while at the same time knowing the vicissitudes of life. I love that word, vicissitudes. It means the sharp, the hard things. The sharp edges, the sufferings, the losses. You know, he walks with a limp, and that's something I've learned too. It's like, you know, if you're behind a leader in the Lord and they're not limping, you might not want to trust them too much. You get my point. I just want to encourage you, if you're in this generation, the kingdom prime, to wake up, sleeper, to rise from the dead. And let Jesus shine on you and in you and through you. The best days are ahead. None of us know how many days we have, but we can know that the best of them are ahead of us still. Now, one more bit. I want to encourage you all to join us for this journaling workshop. I'm getting really excited about it. It's going to be on Monday night, last Monday night in August. Looking at my calendar just now to make sure I get this right. That's August the 26th in the evening. It'll be about 90 minutes long. If you can't make it on that time, we'll tape it and we'll send it to you. But we're going to send you a copy of the Exodus Journal as a part of being in this class. And I'm going to share with you, I've had some breakthrough learnings in recent years on journaling. I've tried for years, failed. It's kind of like fasting, you know. I wanted to do it, knew I should do it, tried to do it many times, crashed and burned so often. But I've just had some breakthrough insights, I believe, from the Lord that changed the game for me. And I believe they will for you. So that's coming up. You can see the link in today's email and get registered for that. And then, of course, you'll get an Exodus Journal there. I've also got a special running on the Exodus Journals, the Sower Special. If you buy one, we'll send you another one at no additional cost. And that is so you can sow an invitation to join us for the Exodus series with a friend, with a coworker, with your kid's teacher at school. There's all kinds of possibilities. Your neighbor, your doctor. Yes, just start praying about who can I invite into this journey. This is a community. This is not a sterile email you get every day and delete. This is life. We're meeting in the Word of God every day. We're consecrating ourselves to Jesus, preparing to hit the field of awakening to sow the love of God every single day. We want people to join us in this, don't we? You can see that link where I'll give you the buy one, get one for free. Just all it's going to cost you is the faith to start praying now about where you're going to plant it. Come on, gang. Let's do this. All right, we're going to close out. Saturday. This is our song for the street. You ready? Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. And Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Amen. Gather your seeds, friends. I'll be looking for you out there. I'll be the guy in the cloud of dust. I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.